The following programming is sponsored by Mancini Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack, right here, right now. And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack right here on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're here every Thursday evening. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for you folks in the East. That's prime time, drive time. You can listen five ways, whichever works best for you. You can tune into WWDB AM Talk 860 out of Philadelphia. You're not in Philadelphia, there's no worries. You can find us on HD2 radio station 97.5. Don't know what that is? You could still find us on the WWDB radio app. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere from that. Or you could go to WWDBAM.com and click Listen Live. And better yet, you can call to listen or talk to us live right now on the show at 888-329-3306. And I am Marianne Castello, one of your show hosts here on Liberty Bell Smack. I have a dynamic presence in the realm of holistic health and wellness, and I serve as a board-certified holistic health care practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. And beyond my clinical practice, I remain a prominent figure in media, hosting my own TV and radio shows, and a motivational speaker. I'm a best-selling, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author from the Los Angeles Tribune, and I'm passionate about music and currently touring the world with Nectar, the legendary rock band. Now, that's actually enough about me. Now I'm going to turn it over to my co-host. She's sitting there so pretty with a shirt she's going to have to explain in a minute, but she has a string of awards under her belt. She's celebrated fantasy novelist who dreams of crafting immersed realms for her audience. Her compelling word weaving pays homage to a multitude of personal muses, from Chris Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and Wonder Woman. She currently resides in the Vale with her pups, Carlos and Penelope. She's writing, cosplaying, ignoring the real world. She does that pretty good. And watching football, practicing martial arts. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino. You know, hey Danielle.
Hey Marianne, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now you got some explaining to do right now, because if anybody wants to see us live so they could see what she's doing, because on air you can't, but you could visit us on WWDB's Facebook page or Liberty Bell Smack's Facebook page, and you could see us live right now and watch us from there and give us your comments and everything. Really appreciate that. But I'm gonna let you. Okay, I have to describe your shirt to the people who are not watching, okay? She is sitting here with a beautiful, beautiful, nice, well, we used to call it back in the day a guinea tee, but this here is a nice little t-shirt, and she's wearing it well, and the left side says M-E, and the other side says T-S with buttons down the middle. So would you care to explain that if the Yankees made it to the World Series, why are we wearing a Mets shirt?
You know, I want to give them an A for effort. This is just my little shout out. You didn't get it this time, but I just want to acknowledge that the Mets tried their best. I mean, they started out with the worst record and made it as far as they did. So I'm just, you know, this is just like a little golf clap. Like, good job, boys. Better luck next year, but, you know, hey, you almost did it. You know, just one of those, like, thumbs up. We'll try again. You know, they tried. So, you know, I'm going to see if I can get a Yankees outfit. This is done by Diva Sports, and she upcycles everything, which I really like. She's on Etsy, and I think that's kind of cool. So I'm going to see if I can get a Yankees one. I'm not betting I can. But you know, I kind of root for the underdogs, obviously. Yes, Philly fans, I lost on Sunday. I am well aware of 28-3, but they deserve to lose. And that's what I'm going to say. And I want to give a shout out to Saquon because he was so classy. He had a shot to break his career all-time, like, game record in a day for rushing yards. And everybody was like, yeah, do it against your team, your former team. That's great. And he said, no, feed it to the other guys. So he let the other running backs get in where he could have easily gotten the 13 yards. That's all he needed. And that means that his best day is still with the Giants. So he didn't torch the team. I mean, he torched us, but he didn't like throw his record out and he let the other guys eat. So Saquon's just always a classy guy. And I wish the Giants fans would just stop hating on him for coming here. Look, I'm not thrilled he went here, but you know, he's very classy about the whole thing. And the Giants totally deserve to lose. And Brian Daboll needs to be fired. But I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, John Mara is swearing that he's sticking with Schoen and Daboll. But then again, he said that about Ben McAdoo and he was gone. He said that about Pat Schumer and he was gone. So we'll see. I'm thinking, you know, by 2 weeks in, I'm thinking by that time we lose to Dallas Thanksgiving, that should pretty much seal everybody's fate. I mean, they did bench Jones by the third quarter and they were like, no, that was to protect him. No, that's what you're saying. It wasn't to protect him. And Drew Lock didn't look any better. I want, you know, Cutlet to go in. I like Tommy DeVito. I just like the kid. Like, I laugh at him, but he's just got such a good heart. He's trying. It's like a Rudy story, part like 2.0. You just look at him and you're like, just keep trying, kid. You can do it. You want to just root for him. And he's like a little Italian thing. And you're like, good try. It's another one of those. You tried, honey. What a good job. You just got to. Those kind of guys, you just got to like root on and be like, yeah,
A for effort.
You're trying there. Yeah. It's another one of those A for efforts. Like I want a Tommy DeVito jersey just because he tries and he's always got a smile on his face. Even when he's like running for his life, the kid's still smiling. Like he's just so happy to play. And like, I like that in a team. Even when you're just losing bad, you're just like, but I'm still here. It's like, oh, we know it's not going anywhere. Like I said, wait till next year. Next year, Philly. We're totally coming after you next year. Next year is our year. This year, not so much.
You're talking a lot. You're talking a lot here now. You know that, right?
Yeah, I can. It's next year. Don't worry about this year. I already said it's not going to happen this year. I'm well aware of that. But next year, look out, because that's our year.
That's your year?
That's my year. Next year, we're going to get somebody good in the draft, and things are going to just happen. I think Belichick's going to come out of retirement. So I think the Emperor's going to come over and we're going to fix this mess.
Belichick. There's a name I haven't heard for a while.
I think that's what's going to happen. That's what I think. There's no way they're keeping Daboll. There's just, if they do, then you deserve to lose. I'm sorry. When the nicest thing you can say about that coach is, wow, he lost weight. That's a problem. That's just an issue. I'm sorry. Like, you should be able to be like, wow, he's good play calling. Do this, do that. But when you're like, well, he lost some weight on the off season, and that's all you can say.
Well,
there's an issue.
There is an issue, but I have to ask you this because now that you're already talking about next year and we're still in this year, I want to bring you back to the present moment right now. I really need to bring you back. Here's the question. Who do you think is going to win this World Series?
I'm going to say the Yankees. I'm going to go with the Yankees. I know the Dodgers have momentum, but they also have more distractions. I think the Yankees do it.
You think the Yankees are going to do it?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I'd love to hear from Philly fans right now, wouldn't you, about this to see? Not only that, I'd like them to comment on what you just made a challenge on. I'm sorry, I heard you do it. So I want you to call us at 888-329-3306. It's 888-329-3306. I have to say that the Dodgers, both lineups are relentless. I will give you that, right?
Yes.
But the Dodgers have some depth behind their superstars.
But that's the problem. The superstars they have all come in with scandals and distractions. Right. New York doesn't have that right now. And I think that's a big deal. When you have a lot of outside chatter going on, I mean, when you think about it, the gambling issues and all that stuff is now being replayed on The Real Housewives of Orange County. They're talking about their players on The Real Housewives of Orange County right now. Just as the World Series is starting, that's a storyline now in The Real Housewives. Like, that's distracting because it's going to keep being brought up. And now somebody you know is going to be like, so how do you feel about, you know, Tamra saying something about you. It's just all, and then it's just noise.
It is noise, but you can't overlook the fact that the Yankees got to the World Series by beating teams that ranked 20th, which I think was the Royals, right? Mm-hmm. They tied for 16th, which was mm-hmm. the Guardians, right?
Yep.
In the majors. And then the Dodgers ranked first, and then they've been made even better this postseason, 122 to be exact, okay? I had to look that up, folks. I didn't know that off the top of my head. And it just made life really horrible for the Mets pitching, I have to say that. And, you know, I just think that I know everybody's saying the Yankees. Listen, I'm a Pinstripe fan. May my mm-hmm. father rest in peace. He was a diehard Yankee fan. And what folks might not know is right over here to my right in the studio, I have Derek Momore from Nectar, the legendary rock band, sitting here observing the show. And without further ado, he is a diehard Yankee fan yourself, right? Yes, he's looking over at me. He's saying, yes, he is. So, you know, the Yankees, they can win. I think they can.
I think they're more rested because they didn't play such hard teams. I think their lineup is a little more rested. They were able to keep some of their main, like their big guns out further back. So now they've had the rest to where the Dodgers have had more of a fight. So they may be more tired. And even that last lineup against the Mets was questionable on where the batting lineup was. You know, the order was a little off. So I think the Yankees have more of an advantage going in because I think they're more rested.
This is true. So here's the question. How many games do you think this World Series will last?
I think we're going the whole thing. This is not going to be, this is not going to be a shutout by any means. Nope. We're going the whole time. Yeah.
And for anybody following the World Series, game one starts tomorrow night at 8:08 p.m. And game one and game two, because game two is Saturday night, they're both in LA Dodger Stadium. So for all of us here on the East, we are waiting patiently after two game winning streak in LA to come here for the third game win. Don't you agree? That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to put that out there as far as the World Series talk that I have for today, because it was
that was good.
I think I did pretty good now.
You did. I'm going to give you a gold star for that one. Gold star.
Thank you. Because today people might notice we are missing our host again, Mark Mancini. And Mark Mancini is down and out with the flu. So our prayers go out to him and lots of fluid, lots of rest. And he's probably on the couch, you think, with the remote right now, trying to get the world's worst handicapper that he is to try to get the best stats he can to call out the World Series. And he's not here to answer for himself. So don't know what his prediction is.
He's probably yelling, listening to us or watching us. He's probably yelling, no, that's not what's going on. He's probably going off right now. But he's not here, so sorry.
He's not here. He's just not here at all to defend himself. And, you know, I'm going to say this again because we do it all the time, is that we love our sponsors. And we had a telethon a couple of weeks ago on the whole show for Liberty Bell Smack, right? Mm-hmm. And it went really well. And I want to thank I'm particularly going to thank all of them, which we have, but the first two that started it all off, you had Pat C from Scranton, Pennsylvania. You had Tony from Westfield, New Jersey, starting it off. And we're going to keep going because people are really did not know that much about you. They did not know that much about me. Mm-hmm. So for people that still want to pledge, you can. And how do you do that? Well, you could call us right now at 888-329-3306. You can direct message myself or direct message Danielle or even Mark Mancini. We will get that to you. You could drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com. And we have different pledges. So I'm going to start with you. From $20 to $50 pledge, what are you going to get?
You are going to get my novella, Danius and Jaden, At the Heart of War, from the Birth of the Faith series. This is the last novella in the series, but that's okay. You can still read it as a standalone. We'll start with that.
That's what you're going to start with. And
yes.
I am going to start with the Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life. And this here is a meditation DVD, but it doesn't have your fluted in music and oceans and birds and stuff like that. No, Rich Shalanda. Rich Shalanda, you might have heard that name, folks. He is the person responsible every week for all our intros and outros of Liberty Bell Smack, written by him. So thank you so much, Richie, for giving us that. And he... I went up to him one time and I said, I want to teach people how to learn to meditate with their eyes open. Because everybody tells me, if I close my eyes, I'm going to sleep in 5 minutes, right? So I keep getting that. So instead, we decided to write this together. We studied all the chakras. I wrote all the scripts. He wrote all of the music. It came through. And Jay Petsko, who does the light shows for Nectar, you'll hear that name quite often. He did all of the graphics on it, and we use like pulse generators, things like that. It's really a lot of fun, and you could do one chakra or you could do all of them at one time, and it teaches you all about them, how to do it, gives you affirmations, all kinds of stuff to change your life, so you can do that. So we're going to offer that, and we'll come back with more, but that's from a $20 to a $50 pledge. That's what you will get, and they'll both be personally autographed, right? Yours will be
too. I will personally autograph it. I will write whatever you, well, almost whatever you like.
So keep that in mind. So again, I would love to hear not only on pledges, but if you have something you want to talk about on this show, you most certainly can at 888-329-3306. And you can follow us on social media right now. We're on WWDB's radio page and Liberty Bell Smack. And you know what I love? You hear that music behind us? That is Tyler. He's always on it.
We love Tyler.
He calls himself the chosen producer. Some people, you know, I want Tyler to explain this, because some people watch us online and then they see that it says the chosen producer. So how did we get that name?
I mean, honestly, it just came out of the blue. I think, what was it back in, I want to say September of last year, was it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty
and
sure.
And you just...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said, so you just decided it just came out of the blue and you just went with it?
I'm pretty sure it was either like you or Sal that said, hey, there's our producer or whatever. There's our chosen guy. And I think I went from there.
Aw, I like to think, thank you. I didn't know that we meant that much to you, Tyler.
It's a good joke.
Aw. I know. I love it. And you're too good to us.
We love Tyler. Yay, yes. Tyler. You see? Yay. We gotta get like little signs up or something.
Yay.
A little hype up.
I do have to tell you that people are writing in on our Facebook pages, okay? So I want to give a special shout out to Donna James Viedrick. She's in Florida listening. She's saying, hey guys, hope you're doing well. And she says, Jones needs to go bye-bye. She just wants you to know that. Jones needs to go bye-bye.
So I completely agree with you, Donna. I'm right there with you. Right there.
But she does not wish Belichick on Philly. I just want you to know she's made that very clear here.
Okay.
Now, we have Ralph Williams. Ralph Williams is also a radio personality.
Hi, Ralph.
Thank you for tuning in and giving you your shout out. And he's saying, Danielle, Steelers play the Giants Monday night. Okay. He wants you to know that. He said the New York Yankees, so I'm assuming he knows they're going to win. Donna has gone with the Yankees as well. And he says and Ralph goes back to saying the LA Dodgers are going to choke. I just want you to be aware of that. Okay, so thank you guys for the shout outs. Yeah, and they're listening live, and I thank you for doing that. That's wonderful. And just have to tell you again, I have my little birthday presents here. You see this? This was that
water bottle.
I absolutely love this. This was from Richie. And I still have your flowers. They're still going strong back
there. They're still going? Nice.
Yes, they are still going strong. And I'm surprised that, because I thought with my green thumb, they might have not made it. But I have been really taking care of it, making sure I cut the ends off, doing everything.
Ooh, you're doing everything.
I really am doing everything. I'm trying to. But I have to bring up something. Now, Rich is here, Rich Shalanda. He's sitting by me. So I have Nectar in the house. So for all your Nectar fans listening, please know that they are sitting here smiling, because here's a story I have to share with you. Did you ever leave children home alone or seen the movie Home Alone?
I've seen Home Alone and Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, like those kind of, you know. And then I get worried when I have to leave my puppies home alone because I swear they're having parties. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I have some anxiety.
Now, Mo lives in North Carolina. So he comes up here for, and he stays with us, right, for rehearsals and things like that before tour and we're getting ready. And he was here and Richie had a dentist appointment to go to. So okay. I said, Mo, you can stay here. You know, we'll be about an hour and we will be back, right?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And he likes to snack. And one time he had told me he likes, because he's British and all, and they like their teas and their crackers, you know, everything. So I thought I'd put out like some cheese and crackers on top of the countertop, you know, help yourself. Thought I was being a good hostess, right? Well, we come back into the house. If we were gone an hour, it was a long time. And Mo's sitting in the chair and he's very quiet and he says to Rich, think I have a problem.
Uh-oh.
And he's just talking really slow, kind of like I'm doing now.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden he's just like, Richie's like, what's the matter? And he goes, well, I was hungry. And he says, I went in the refrigerator and I found the chocolate chip cookies and I ate them. But now what? I'm sitting here and he's like, was there anything special in those cookies?
Oh,
so he tells us he ate about like, you know, four or five of them. And next thing you know, he's talking really slow. Now, you have to understand, I've heard about all these stories when they first started out like 50 years ago. So I think I heard every on the road story they have. Right. But I never witnessed this. Okay. So he's sitting there, but it was so much because when we went back to the refrigerator to count them, I know the person who gave them to me gave us a dozen and there was two left. Two. So I know it wasn't four or five. So I knew we might have been in trouble. So the person who made them, and we had to reach out to the actual grower to say, like, what was in these things, blah, blah, blah. This guy baked them, the whole thing, right? It was really funny. So he says, we want you, he goes, you know, you have to go to a store. You're going to have to get like some CBD. You're going to have to counteract it, put it under his tongue, go get some pizza, go get a Coca-Cola, do something. So now, you have to understand, I'm like about 5'4" at the most, right? Mo's over 6 foot, okay? Richie's like 6 foot, okay? Here is Mo between Richie and I, and he's leaning on us because we can't leave him home because we didn't know what was going to happen to him. So we're trying to walk him down about two or three stairs. That was fun. But to get him into a car and to try to like push his head in to like say, we have to drive you somewhere, fine. He gets in the passenger side driver's seat with me, all right? Richie gets in the back seat. We're driving. And the whole time he's kind of like holding on and he's talking really slow.
Oh. And
the slower he talked, the harder I laughed because I have never seen him like this. Right. So Richie leaves me in the car while he runs into the store for everything. He comes back out. I'm trying not to laugh. We're trying to give him some of the stuff under the tongue, thinking it's going to go. We go to a pizzeria. Richie goes into the pizzeria to go get the food and I'm in the car and I'm looking at Mo and I said, you know, Mo, I've heard about all these stories, but I never thought I'd live to see it. He goes, yeah. He goes, once I ate some, I was like, I didn't panic. He goes, I think I know this feeling. Well, they told us not to let him go to sleep or anything like that because there was so much in his system. Do you know what it's like to keep a grown man in a chair trying to eat pizza and Coke that he doesn't want? Instead, he's like, Richie, maybe we should write some songs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And he's sitting there, but the whole time he wanted to go to sleep. And we're telling him, you can't go in your room. So Richie's trying to hold him down, gets him back in the chair. The chair has wheels. The next time we see him, he's wheeling back on his feet while he's in the chair to try to go back to his room. And it's like, no. Now we had a Nectar meeting set up with the band we were supposed to have, which we naturally had to cancel, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which was funny. We canceled that meeting. And then finally, the inevitable happens. Once we know he's okay, you know, we're like, okay, now if you want to go to sleep, you can go to sleep. This goes on for hours, right?
Wow.
There's nothing like having the meeting the next day and watching him have to tell the truth about why he couldn't be there. Or when the best part was, he always talks to his wife, right? And she is a lovely person. And that night he's like, I'm feeling a little sick, honey. It must have been something I ate. Because he
Yeah, it must have been something you ate. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, it was.
Morning, he comes out and he goes, well, I confessed to her. And she's like, well, that serves you right. You shouldn't add your hand to the cookie jar. You shouldn't have been eating them. But here's
the cookies.
This is the moral of this. These cookies were not just in the refrigerator in a box, like that you open and you're like just grabbing. These I had in a big Ziploc bag, like those gallon size Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. I actually had them wrapped in like a Walmart, you know, like those plastic bags, right? And then I wrapped it in another plastic bag.
Oh, he had to work for it.
And I put it on the shelf. You know, like where your condiments are?
Oh.
Like by the ketchup and all?
No, you went scavenging.
He totally went scavenging. So I'm like, how could you not know something might be wrong or right, depending on
or those were for a special occasion?
Well, what they were really for is that they were made medicinally because since some of us could not take medicine and things like that, and we're trying to stay away from like all the Tylenols and all this stuff, you would eat like a quarter of a cookie for pain relief. Well, he said he had 4 or 5, but I know I had 12 in there and there was 2 left. So we knew. And to this day, he still says 4 or 5, but we really do know the truth. And it was
He may have blacked out around 4 or 5.
But you know, he was like a grown man, but it was so funny. He's like, this brings me back. But he was like that.
Brings
he said he was sluggish for like 2 days. But if you've seen all of us supportive band members trying to watch him tell the story and not laugh at him, you had another thing coming. You just couldn't.
I'd roast him.
It was really funny. And it's like, these are the stories, like you should see some of them on the road, but this one was right here in plain sight and he had to work for those cookies. And
yes, he did.
I'm like, wouldn't that have given you a clue? So now I haven't had any since then because I can't leave him home alone, obviously now. But also next time I thought maybe I should put like a skeleton crossbones on it. Like, you know, do not touch. But I think the way I had them wrapped, anybody would have known that.
Don't put them in a cookie box. Like put them in a different kind of box. Like, you know,
they weren't in a
vegetable box or something. He probably won't touch them.
Vegetable box. That might be right. Although now I have to say that Mo is like fantastic. He sat there one day and he's just like, I'm going to lose weight. I want to be boxer weight going out on tour. Cause remember, he's one of the founding members of Nectar, you know, he's like, I want to be there. And Richie gives him a run for his money because Richie's always up there. And if you've been to a Nectar concert, he's always like wailing on things and doing things. Right. So they have to keep up with each other. So he went on this whole health kick and all. He's lost like over 50 pounds, you know,
all
that stuff. So I know he's not going to be looking for cookies anymore.
Well,
now I might have to watch out for plants. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, he's on
really
a green
kidding.
Diet.
Yeah.
Special one.
Special one. But I just wanted to share that with you. Sorry, Mom, again, if you're listening, this is the stuff that could be in the house, you know, but I'm just sitting there and you had to see the face. And the way he was
imagine.
Just sitting there and everything, I never seen somebody talk so slow and deliberate. That's what happened. It was priceless. It really was.
I hope Mo had a good time. I hope it was worth it, Mo.
It was the first time I never wanted that he never really ate a slice of the pizza either. He just wanted to go to sleep. And Richie had to fight him off saying, you're not going to sleep. You can't. Sorry. You just can't. You can't. Sorry. And the guy who was helping us that knew the growing, he was just like, no, until like the inevitable happens, meaning, you know, a little bit of vomiting or something out of his system, don't let him go to sleep. So we kept him awake for hours upon hours until finally the inevitable happened.
Wow.
But he thought the Coke and the pizza might, you know, the Coca-Cola and the pizza would induce that, but he didn't want it. He looked at it and he just took a bite. He's like, yeah, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, I guess because you had 10 cookies. Why would you be hungry?
He was seeing colors, though, so I'm sure he could have applied to our light show. But then he did say to Richie, maybe we should write some songs, you know?
Well, of course, inspiration hits.
We'll have to have them on one time because,
yes.
You know, Mo, I'll have to tell you the inspiration behind It's All in the Mind and all, because I'm not giving those stories away of how some of these songs were written, because some of them are just downright funny and priceless, to be honest.
I would love to hear those, and I'm sure our listeners would, too.
Oh, I'm sure they would. And speaking of listeners, and thank you for watching us online. I see you doing that. I'd love to hear from them at 888-329-3306. And we're putting it out there for sponsors. We've done this before, but if you are an entrepreneur and you have a business, or whether you're not an entrepreneur and you have a chain of businesses and you want to get the word out there, not just in Philly, keep in mind, WWDB is so nice. They put us on their Facebook pages and Facebook Live and all of that, and we do it too. So you can be seen worldwide, actually. Worldwide, your message. So it doesn't have to be a retail space standalone business. If you have something where it's even a mail order or something like that, or you offer telehealth services and things like that, you can be a sponsor. And Danielle, you had some good ideas. Like, you know, they could come on and talk, right?
I think, yeah, I think they could have their own little corner, like a little advice corner or something like that. If we had maybe a doctor or a lawyer or something, like, or even maybe a marketing person who could give advice to entrepreneurs and maybe tell them, or a social media manager who could tell you how, because social media nowadays is just crazy. You don't, are you supposed to do TikTok? Are you supposed to do Instagram? What are you supposed to do? If we had somebody maybe giving tips or things like that, I think that could kind of work. It really fits for any business. And authors could do it too. Authors could sponsor us with little book trailers, because people buy books anywhere. You can buy them on Amazon, you can buy them on BarnesandNoble.com, wherever. And we could do a little, you know, 30-second book trailer or something for them.
I think we could. I think we could. And, you know, I want to give a shout out, because I know they watch the show all the time, okay? And I do have another book, but this is separate from our pledging and sponsoring, but I want to call them out. You probably can see in the background, and if you can't, I'm going to hold it up for those people who are watching, called Born to Risk. And Born to Risk is wonderful, because this book here supports veterans as well. You know,
that's awesome.
That's really awesome, everything about it. And it's stories about risking it all and the stories of courage. And Born to Risk is turned into a movement worldwide. And they're on a tour right now setting up for Born to Risk too. But I am in the first Born to Risk. And for people who don't know, there is a private viewing documentary of this book. And out of the 43 authors, 15 were chosen to be in here. And I'm very happy to be one of them that were on the documentary. And for anybody who's interested in that, please reach out to me, because again, it's going in being placed in independent film festivals and things like that. So you're not going to find it online at this moment. So if you want a private viewing with the authors that are in the book, you're more than welcome to get in touch with me. We could set that up with Emilio Roman and Daniela Roman, who are part of Born to Risk. They are actually started the whole movement. They had the vision. They've done it. I was proud to be on the yacht. We've talked about that, and I'll talk about that more in the future. But borntorisk.com, it is a movement, and it's about people that have faced so much adversity. But what was the biggest risk to get the greatest reward? That's what it is. And telling you how they do it. And some of them are just downright heart-wrenching. But also, if you're feeling down, like I wake up this morning and I can't do something, you really can. Because you know what? It's in you. It's in you to pick yourself up and say, you know what? I'm not going to be beaten down. I could do this. Like, stop playing victim, you know? And that's the big thing. We all get lost being in victimhood, but then you become
a survivor.
Some
people stay there.
They do stay there, but then
they feel comfortable.
They identify with it.
Yes.
Yep. You know, and I don't know what causes people to do that right now. Everybody has their own reasons, but I'd rather be a survivor. Like, get up, you know, brush yourself off. Yeah, you have things that knock you down, you know, but you just get up and you're like, I'm going to do something today. And you have a choice. You have a choice to either sit there and wallow, you know, or sit there and make a difference in your life and get started.
Agreed.
And you could get started at any age, you know. Some of us have setbacks. Circumstance, family circumstances. We all have them, all of us. And again, there's a time where you could feel sorry for yourself for a little while. Things happen like that. You need that time to kind of process it, if you will. But then after a while, you got to say, I can't live like this. What's good's going to come from this? I need to get out there. I need to do it. You know, have the courage, be bold, be brave, you know, and just love yourself, love everybody else. Because when you're in gratitude, that's when everything happens. At least that's what I thought.
I'll live by that. I'll stand by that. I'll go with you on that.
You'll
and
stand.
Speaking of gratitude, I have to just give a little shout out, if that's okay.
Yeah,
a little
please.
One.
A big one.
I just want to thank, and if anybody's listening who's bought Blocked Out of Heaven, because this is the first week ever. And granted, this is my third edition of Lockdown of Heaven. I have been on Amazon's bestseller list for my niche. I have two niches for a week. I have never done that.
That's
I have never done that.
Congratulations.
I have never done that. And the reason it's so great right now, and I don't want to sound like an infomercial, is because I did this one on my own. No publisher, not telling me, you can't have this story in it. You can't do this. And they messed this up. I don't have that. And I put the chapters in that I wanted to in this. So I call it the director's cut because I didn't know what else to say about it. And it's got a lot of extra material. But last week, I just happened to check it. And there I was. And it's like I was at number 20 at one point. Then I was at number 44. And I've stayed at like number 50-ish this whole. And I'm like, and every day I went back, I was like, all right, I'll probably be off the list. This, you know.
No.
And each day I'm like, I'm still there. Wait a minute, is that true? So the Kindle is doing very well. So I just want to thank anybody who bought it or who's, if you're thinking of buying it, keep me on that list. Keep me on that list. It's 99 cents. Won't kill you. But, you know, I'm really, really happy. And if you're Kindle Unlimited, it's free. But I'm so just really grateful. It's the first time. Like I've been on it, you know, I've been on it for like an hour, you know, where you're number 89 and you're like, okay. And then, you know, 15 minutes later, you're like, I'm gone. I have never been on it this long.
Isn't it the best feeling and knowing that you did it? Because, and I'm so happy to hear that because I, you know, when the book, The Road to Success, Volume 2, and that hit bestseller, you think you're seeing things, right? You're rubbing your eyes going, could this be true? Could this be true? And then all of a sudden it stays there and you're like, oh my God, people love what this is doing, right?
It was one of those where I was like, they spent their money. It just like, it took me a second because I was like, people actually want to buy it. Okay. But what got me was there are chapters in this book that I was told several times, don't put in. Nobody cares about that. Don't put that in. One of my main character's stories was changed. And I always wanted it to be this. And people were like, no, no one's going to relate to that. Stop. And so to see it doing well with these changes, I'm like, see, I needed to bet on red. I needed to just listen to myself and go with my gut, which was telling me, do this. You know, certain characters are a little earlier in the book to where in the other versions, they're much, much later. You know, Los, the chameleon dragon, comes in a lot earlier and he's always been, you know, people love him because he's named after my Yorkie, but everybody was like, no, no, nobody's going to care about him. And now people are like, I love that he's in this chapter. I'm like,
right.
I wasn't wrong. Like, it's one of those moments of like, gosh, darn it. Like I actually, and that's part of like listening to your gut a little bit.
Absolutely.
And I made that mistake several times of not. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of do know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I got to listen. So I just want to, I'm very happy about that. So thank you.
I'm excited because now we need Mark to write a book so he could join the best-selling circle, right?
Mark doesn't even read a book.
Well, we could get him to read ours, I hope.
He ain't gonna read it. He ain't even gonna listen to it. We have audiobooks. He doesn't listen to it.
Maybe if it's not a coffee table book for him, maybe potty reading? Come on. We all read something. You guys are scrolling your phone.
No, because like now we're going back to that. You wad up the toilet paper thing. Now I'm on a totally different way. So you know what? Just change subject. We're done.
I can't help it. I thought it was funny.
Move along.
Just saying. Now everybody got that visual of Mark. I'm probably going to be shot for this.
Exactly. It's just one I didn't need.
But I will say this to end this part. Is that Donna James Viedrich has just written, congratulations, Danielle. Shoot Thank for you. The stars. Shoot for the stars.
Thank you, Donna.
I got to tell you something. I know Donna. She's like a sister to me, right? She really is. And this is a woman who has faced so much adversity in her life, but gets up when all odds are against her, right? And she would make a great guest on a show. I hope you heard that, Donna, if you're listening. That should be an idea.
Hi, Donna.
If she is a person that she reads, she helps people research, she does so much for others. And when she could be sitting there, you know, wallowing in her own stuff and health things and all that stuff, she doesn't. She's the biggest giving heart that you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, that's
you know?
Good to hear.
And,
I love that.
I'm proud to call her not only my friend, but a sister. She really is really wonderful person.
Sister from another mister.
She is. But I'm going to go back right now real quick to our little telethon because I want people to see about what you just talked about. Okay. So for $25 to a $50 pledge, what are they going to get?
They will get the paperback version of Locked Out of Heaven, the director's cut, and the artwork that goes with it. So I have the vellum inserts of the characters that are illustrated in the book. You will actually get the vellum inserts and I will autograph it to you. So it's all thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
Well, it's awesome and they're beautiful and I really love that. And congratulations again on that. And if they chose, they could have the hardcover copy of The Road to Success Volume 2, co-authored with Jack Canfield, the originator for Chicken Soup for the Soul. So if you know those books, it's fantastic and about how you could get to your road to success and a lot of helpful hints and everything to do with that and personally autograph that for you. So you could do that by calling us at 888-329-3306. You could drop us a line at info@libertybellsmack.com. Or you can even direct message myself, Danielle, or Mark Mancini, and we will be sure to get back to you. Tyler's always on it. Thank you, Tyler. It makes us feel special. Now I want to wear a gown, and I want to do the whole thing now.
Yes. Like, yeah, you got to do the hands.
I so want to do it. Yeah. But you know what time it is? It's time for hot, hot, hot topics, right? How is your hot topic today?
Actually, I went to Comic-Con.
Yes.
So I went Friday and I met some wonderful, amazing people. First of all, the cosplayers, Mark Candle, Dr. Doom. I just have to give him a shout out because he actually made a Doom dinosaur that he rode.
Oh, wow. Throughout.
It was just, he's just one of the best cosplayers. And Legend of the Daywalker, he is a Blade cosplayer. He was there with some of the Wu-Tang Clan members. It was just, there was some crazy stuff going on this year at Comic-Con, I have to say. Elizabeth Olsen was there, just people, Haley Atwell, you know, Agent Carter, and now she's doing the Lara Croft animation. She's the voice. There were just Colin Farrell, you name it, they were there. And I was kind of like, wow, I've never seen it so packed for a Thursday. I went Thursday. That's the first opening day. And usually that's like the, you know, like the slow day. No. So I spent a lot of time in Artist Alley. So I just want to give a couple of the guys there who stopped and spoke with me. This is Mike Lilly. Now it's going to be a little hard to see, but Mike is an amazing artist for DC and Marvel. And he was there. He had a beautiful sketchbook. So if you're into like any artwork, Mike Lilly, he does commissions. He does everything. Super nice guy. And possibly doing a graphic novel for Birth of the Fae. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe there's one coming out. I don't know. You know, I'm just going to say.
Was that a spoiler alert?
It could have been. It might have been. It might have been. Maybe I might have a preview of some characters coming soon. We'll see. And then I met Jim. I met up with Jim Steranko, my charming Jim. Hello, charming Jim, who's always wonderful. It was his birthday that weekend. Jim is one of the nicest guys and he's a legend. Uh-huh. He's the one who changed Marvel comic covers to look more thematic and bring that like movie poster. He worked on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
He's just talented in every which way. 80 something years old. He won't tell me his real age. Like I said, I think he's 85, but I don't know, but he's great. I love Jim very, very much. I went, saw him. He had a line out the door to see him, of course. And then I went to see, I don't know if you've seen Echo on Disney Plus.
No, I haven't.
Daredevil Reborn Again is coming out on Disney Plus. Continuation. David Mack wrote it. David Mack does some amazing comic book art as well. I got his book and this book is still available. It's the artwork of David Mack. When I mean amazing artwork, I mean any kind of artwork from comic book art to just portrait stuff. You name it, he does it.
Wow.
He does it in this like watercolor thing. He is the nicest guy in the world. We took pictures together and he's been asking for a copy of Locked Out of Heaven. So we exchanged books.
Yay.
And it was lovely, lovely, lovely. And so to David Mack, if you are out there and if you're a fan of comic book art in general, this is the book to pick up. It's beautiful. And you can follow him on Instagram at David Mack. And then one person who wasn't there, but I felt should be there and they deserve a shout out, is Stephanie Williams, DC.
Okay.
She writes Nubia. Nubia is an Amazon who is now queen of the Amazons. She was a character that was brought back from like the 60s, 70s. She's right. an African-American Amazon. She was supposed to be Wonder Woman's half-sister. It was a whole thing. But Stephanie kind of brought her back out of retirement and has made her a big figure right now in DC. She's doing wonderful things. She's in games and everything. Stephanie was not there, but New York Comic Con, you got to do better. You got to bring Stephanie here. Okay. You got to treat her better. So she's there, but she's amazing, amazing, amazing. And so if anybody's interested in these things, these are the people that you should really follow. Mike Lilly, Stephanie Williams, and the wonderful David Mack. That's what's going on there. But it was crazy. And of course, see Jim Steranko. Steranko's always around. He's always doing something. Steranko's always up to no good. And that's why I love him.
Well, the books are lovely that you're holding up. You know,
They're gorgeous.
But, you know, Comic-Con, I want to hear so much more about it. And when you get those pictures, you know, you have to share
them. Yes, I will share.
You definitely have to share them with us, you know.
We'll put them up on the Liberty Bell Facebook page. I'll get the pictures. Yeah, they were great.
This is a show with a lot of big news. Because this here is a hot topic. It's hot, hot, hot. Because it's personal, like yours is.
Here
okay? Ah, Tyler's on it. I already hear it. Okay? We all know Nick Nectar's Mission to Mars album, right? Mm-hmm. And we know the colorful booklet inside. Well, the fans have brought us to number one in so many cities right now. We are so excited that because of the shows in England that took off, because remember that was supposed to be the last show across the pond. Well, I'm proud to say, being in Nectar, it's not the last shows. And you're going to hear it first right here, this hot, hot, hot news. We are going to give a shout out to one of our new agents, Mark Hyman from Ashley Entertainment, has agreed to work with Nectar along with Gunter Ford from World Entertainment, Inc. And they have gotten together. And I'm telling you now, pay attention to Nectar's music. That's NEKTARS music.com for upcoming shows. We're going finally to the southeast of the United States. We've been asked so many times. At the end of January, good chance you're going to find us in Florida and all the places everybody's been asking for us. Very good chance. And then we're going to take more tour dates in March and April, and then early May, and then probably the end of June. But here's the big one. In July, we're going across the pond. And you can probably find us in Germany, Scandinavia, the whole thing. Wait till you see this tour. It is going to be awesome. All the festivals you could possibly imagine. And some of these festivals have like 15,000, 20,000 people.
Huge.
Oh, they're huge. And we are honored to share the stage. There could be bands that we're sharing with, like King's X and things like that. I mean, going on the road with them, we are just so excited. And we welcome Mark Hyman. And thank you for helping us along with Gunter Ford, because we are so excited. And not to mention, the vinyl album just came out the other day. And I have the making of the album on all our social media pages showing you how the actual album was made. I do not have it in hand, but Deco Entertainment, they're going to be bringing me one hot off the press here on Saturday. So I'll have it to show you for next week. But the CD, for people that buy it, it looks like the Red Planet, you know?
That's cool.
And the back of it shows you the actual stages that we're on. And then with the commemorative booklet, we also have fan photos that we have during the fans and stuff,
that's sweet.
Along
like
with
that.
The words. And then you'll see a write-up. So you'll see their founding member, Mo, who's sitting right next to me. And you'll see all of us in here. And we're excited about it, because this is a hot topic, because this is the first time we have mentioned it publicly. Publicly right here on Liberty Bell Smack. So I'm so excited that you let me do that. And for good times, because we're going to be rocking it out. And hopefully we'll have to pay attention to the cookies that are on the tour bus. And
I was going to say, no cookies. Let's leave the cookies at home.
It might be carrot sticks and celery sticks. Who knows? We're all trying to, you know, get in touch, because
Stay healthy.
Our fans can stay there for hours. I mean, you've never been to a Nectar show. Not yet. We're hoping to get you to one, right?
Yes.
But if we're in the area again, or if you want to travel, that's up to you. But they go for like 2 hours shows, 2.5 hour shows. Some. And these fans, when we were at the festival, that went on for over 2 hours, right? These people are standing room only. And they're dancing. They're playing their air guitars. They're doing everything you can possibly imagine.
That's awesome. That's great.
We're so excited, you know.
Awesome. Good for you. That's great.
Look, you have
good
a fan.
Good job, Mo and Mark and Gunter, Richie, everybody.
Donna's right in saying about time. She's like, it's about time for Nectar, you know, to make their comeback. And this new band, it's just got so much energy and it has a light theater. And you, writing your graphic novels and being cosplay and all, you would love to see this in person. Because
yes, I'm every sure. I'd love
song
that.
Tells its own story through a show. It's not like just lasers shooting at you and all. The whole thing tells a story. It's a musical light theater. That's what they've been known for years, and they brought it back. And some of it for Mission to Mars, for those people that know it, is in 3D. 3D.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun. So I had to mention that. That was one of my hot topics.
Awesome. I do have one more hot topic.
I need it. Yeah. What is it? Bring it on.
Okay. Did anybody out there, and I'd love to hear from the listeners, see that weird hologram of Tom Brady on the Fox pregame show? It was the weird, they had a hologram in studio of Tom Brady. I don't understand what is happening here. I don't. It was the weirdest thing. It was just odd. I don't know why he was there, because he was calling the game later. But for some reason, we needed to have a hologram of Tom Brady. I need that explained. Somebody just explain this to me, you know, next week, like just DM us. You can even go to the Instagram at Liberty Bell Smack and just say, hey, Danielle, this is what it was about. Because I don't get it at all. I didn't know we were now doing holograms. Like,
I didn't know that.
You know what? Now you can add holograms to the show. Because
I was just
going to
say that. I was just going to say, why do we have Rob? And there is Tyler. He is on it. If you are watching live on our Facebook pages right now, you can see Tyler. Thank you for putting that up. He's showing you the hologram.
It's very weird. Hologram Tom Brady. Like, I get he's the GOAT and everything and blah, blah, blah. Do we need a hologram on him though? Like, I don't
Does the hologram take place of the pinup poster?
Oh,
or the cardboard cutout. Remember the cardboard cutouts years ago?
I'm so confused by this. Like, I just watched it. I found my head just turning. Like, what? Like that owl turn of like, what is happening here? I don't get it. Sorry. I just don't. I don't know if they're going to do it again this weekend. Like, really hologram?
But you know what?
Like some out of the Jetsons. I don't know.
Fans are saying it was bizarre. They're actually writing that and saying it was bizarre.
Wasn't it? It was weird.
It was
and
just
then
so
Jay
bizarre.
Glazer was like, oh, I wish I had one and it can make me taller. I'm like, dude, what is happening on this show? I'm like, just talk about the game. Go back to that. I felt like it was
Tom
just
Brady
too much
is in
like,
Santa Clara getting like, ready to call that game, but through the magic of television, boom. There he is, joining us right now. That is cool. I like
What's
that.
Man?
Wow. Hey, nice. Tom, you've been on the receiving end.
Yeah, like, it does look weird. I just saw them do that
weird.
Live. That is very weird.
It's just, I'm like, no. We cannot make this. Like, everybody's worried about AI deep fake.
I was
like,
just going to say.
It looks like this.
It does
you
look
ain't
like.
You faking anything. I don't know. It just, I just felt like, why don't you guys just start throwing rose petals at his feet? Like, enough. I get it. You're paying him $375 million to broadcast. Enough. So I'll see how he does this weekend and I'll get back to you.
Well, you know, speaking of this weekend, it's hard to believe that an hour went by. I say this every single time we're on a show, but another hour has gone by. It is, we've talked about so much stuff. Like if people have been paying attention, we've talked about our books. We've done our telethon, right? Mm-hmm. We have talked about your books. You have talked about Comic-Con. We have talked about the World Series. We have talked about the infamous Mo Cookie incident, the little cookie monster that we have in Nectar. We have talked about entertainment. We have talked about Mission to Mars. We've talked about Born to Risk. There is so many more topics. You're talking about Tom Brady, right? And you have your football games, right, this weekend?
Yes. Well, Monday Night Football against the Steelers. We're
okay.
CJ Watt.
We're going to have to hear that whole recap, you know, next week without a shadow of a doubt, because people might be tuning into that and have a double screen TV because they're watching game one and game two. Okay, game one starts tomorrow, but game two, in fairness, is on Saturday. So, you know, Might not be going on Sunday, but we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens with that. And hopefully next week we'll have our missing host back, because it will be Halloween next week when we are on live.
Absolutely. Are we coming in costume?
That's for the viewers to find out. We're not going
to have to tune
that.
In.
They will have to definitely tune in, and they're going to have to call in this time. Definitely call in. But for those people who didn't call in, I see that you wrote in. So I thank you for everybody who was watching live, being actively a part of the show. Ralph, Donna, and I know I missed names on here because I see the thing scrolling up faster than I can read them right now. But we will be back here next week, Halloween. So we can hear about your Mischief Night stories, and you can see us on Halloween and celebrate it, right? And we will be here at 6 p.m. with our chosen producer, Tyler. Thank you for all that you do. And I am your host, Marian Costello, along with Danielle Orsino, right here on Liberty Bell Smack. Are you ready to count it down, Danielle?
Let's count it down.
Here we go. And Tyler, here we go. Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One. Liberty Bell Smack.
That's what I'm talking about.